Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and WWC Engineering. And yes, we will have Bronc football this coming Friday night. Lights, James Timberlake.
It's that season. We're here. We're officially in it now.
I thought you'd be all jacked up this morning.
I'm jacked up.
You should be. What a game last night.
They pulled it off.
Vikings pulled it off.
I thought they were going to, for no pun intended, really fumble it away.
Right.
In that game. But they did it.
Right.
They nailed it.
I can't believe that. Another exciting NFL game.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I was thinking about you at the end of that game. I'm going, James, this isn't looking good.
And yeah.
Boom.
I'll be honest with you. I was I did about a 45-minute walk about halfway through the first quarter and into the second quarter just to clear my old mind.
Just pacing the house.
No, like an actual, I went outside.
I got to go for a walk. Man, you're quite the fan.
I was a fan yesterday. I was a big fan yesterday. I ended up winning $1,000 because of that. So
really?
Yeah. I had a perfect Sunday to Monday slate, and I was one of, I think it was, I looked at the DraftKings Sportsbook, which you can use legally in Wyoming, and I was one of, I think, six people that went 14 for 14 out of, 7,800 people.
All right.
I won $1,000.
All right.
So, yeah, about halfway through that
like
first...
A big lottery win for you.
Well, here's the other thing, Bob. I should have bought a lottery ticket. Because also, on Pro Football Pick'em, I nailed the score. 27-24.
Wow, you're on.
I don't know why I didn't buy one of those lottery tickets.
Now, check this out. You can take that $1,000 now, James.
And buy a bunch of lottery tickets.
The sports business website, Sportico,
yeah,
ran the numbers. If you want to stream every NFL game this season...
Oh, yeah.
It will cost you $935.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
so
bad.
You would need a subscription to ESPN, $30 a month. No way. Fox One, $20 a mm-hmm. month. Paramount Plus, $8. Peacock, $11. Amazon Prime Video, $15. Totaling $84 for this month. In October, ESPN and Fox will bundle those services for $40, yep, lowering the total for October and November to $74. December will introduce Netflix, yep, at $8. Additionally, 2 months of NFL Plus, $7 a month, are necessary for the international games. Wow, it just goes on. Grab your billfold.
It's really bad.
And you can consume every streaming game you want for $935.
Did you mention Sunday Ticket in there too? Did you say that?
No.
The Sunday Ticket is, I know, absurd. If you want to, so if you are absurd.
Oh yeah, adding the Sunday Ticket for $522.
$500.
Yeah. $522. Then the playoffs and the rest if you want to consume all the possible games. So yeah, $935.
It's terrible.
It is terrible. Wow. No,
I'm
a big fan. I'm a huge football fan, NFL,
no,
but not that
There's
bad.
No fan of anything that I would spend that amount of money on to watch.
YouTube, speaking of YouTube, their first exclusive NFL game broadcast, pretty successful, attracting tens of millions of viewers worldwide. The live game, mm-hmm, it was the Chiefs and the Chargers, mm-hmm, in Brazil, set a record, 17 million global viewers watched that.
Yeah. They were doing, I thought that broadcast was less than stellar, but other than like Rich Eisen, was great. He's one of the best of all time.
But Cam Newton.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything around it wasn't great. We had Mr. Beast coming up, and I was like, I don't need this. I don't want Mr. Beast talking about does he know about the NFL right now?
They're trying to set themselves apart from the others when they get those games, and I get that.
Well, and they're trying to appeal to a younger crowd as well because they're on YouTube. But I just think
So
that's
good for
great.
You, James. Big win.
I know. Honestly, I'm with Pro Football, as far as Pro Football Pick'em goes, I'm upset that this is, I did it the first week because I don't know if I'll ever be able to match that again.
Yeah.
It might all be downhill from here.
Don't think that way. Did you know 11% of Americans participate in fantasy football? Do you do fantasy football?
Yeah, I do. I have two leagues.
You do everything, don't you?
Yeah. I have two leagues I play in.
Two leagues,
mm-hmm,
not just one, two.
I have one I play with my dad. That's just a for fun league. And then I have a paid league that I play in as well.
Look at you.
It's fun. I love fantasy football.
I know you do.
There's a lot of people that I have a couple people in my paid league that really, really get into it.
Yeah.
But I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, just set it and forget it.
Okay.
Once Sunday rolls around, you're just watching football.
All right. Well, good win for you there, James.
Yeah. Fun weekend.
Yeah. No kidding. Hugh Grant, his birthday today. He's 65. Adam Sandler's 59. A funny man.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé, singer, 50.
Underrated actor, Adam Sandler. Just all around actor.
Yeah. Saturday Night Live, though, man. That was when I think he shined the best.
I mean, and his late 90s, early 2000s comedy career. Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I know.
Billy Madison, you know.
Yeah. Good stuff. 1776, the Continental Congress authorized the term United States, replacing United Colonies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1830, Charles Durant flies a balloon from New York City across the Hudson River to Perth Amboy, New Jersey. On this date,
cool. Have you ever been in a blimp or a balloon, hot air balloon?
I've been in a hot air balloon.
I've never done either of those.
Yeah, it's a little more unstable than I thought.
Yeah,
you don't really think about it until you're in. It's like, you can
move that basket
like
around.
Moving around too briskly in here.
You can move that basket around.
Yeah, but you can move that basket around.
My favorite is they're like, all right, we got to go down. Hold on, let me drop these sandbags. That's how we get down.
Yeah, we got some great hot air balloonists around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pop up.
Fun stuff. Yeah, you see them every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then. 1926, NBC is created by the Radio Corporation of America, or RCA. So RCA created NBC in 1926 on this day. It is line dance week. I'm going to guess.
Sure.
I might even bet my house that you've never done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a
that's
safe
a
bet.
Safe bet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was hoping you'd say that.
That's a safe bet there, Bob.
All right. It's opposite day today.
Sure.
Hug your boss day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just give me. Give me some knuckles.
I'll give you a little knucks, yeah. That's your thing.
Yeah, just do that. It's banana day today. I love bananas. Been eating them every day. Having one in the morning. Haven't had them for a while, so I kind of went, I was like, I think I need to have a banana in the morning.
I like bananas.
I do too.
I'm not a banana right up in the morning, though, guy.
Really?
No.
Okay.
So it's too...
Really?
They're not acidic, but they just, I don't know. They get my heartburn going a little bit.
Get your heartburn rolling?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
James, I think since you're on such a roll with, fantasy football and the perfect weekend you had in sports, I think you should buy a Mega Millions ticket tonight. $358 million.
Go for it, dude. I'll buy
$1,000
worth of Mega Millions and I'll lose it all.
You'll lose it all.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, James, there are people that would do that.
Yeah, I know.
So don't do that. I know you won't. $358 million, Mega Millions. Everybody's turning its attention to there. Here's a sad fact. A survey found many people have no idea where your food comes from on a daily basis.
I remember hearing that there's like a decent amount of people that believe that strawberry milk comes from like strawberry cows or whatever, or chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Yeah.
That's the one.
2% of people think bacon comes from a cow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's
sad.
That's tough.
20% think veal comes from a deer rather than a calf.
Veal's weird. I mean, I've never had, actually that's not true. I've had veal I think once or twice, but I'm not a...
Not a veal guy.
I don't like veal.
Okay. Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week. Oh, yeah. Those poor substitutes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they get drilled.
I respect the heck out of those people.
I know. Teddy Bear Day today, James.
Sure.
Right?
Why not? We've all probably had one.
Yeah. Best time of day. Have you ever wondered, what's the best time of day I should do this? Or what's the best time of day I should do this? What's the best time of day I should, take my vitamins?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best time of day to take a multivitamin is breakfast.
I take mine.
Yeah, me too.
Breakfast.
Take your supplements with a meal is important because vitamins are components of food, and whether water soluble or fat soluble, they're absorbed better with food. So, multivitamin, breakfast time.
That makes sense.
Okay. Best time to take a nap?
1 p.m.
Yes, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
I mean, that's even, your body's even telling you that.
Yeah. Best time of day to clean the house, James?
10 a.m.
4 p.m.
No, come on. No. 4 p.m.? I don't want to do anything at 4 p.m.
Hand-eye coordination's at its peak.
What? At 4 p.m.?
At 4 p.m.
I don't know about that.
Not you, huh?
No. 4 p.m. Is like I want to lay down. I want to take a nap at 4 p.m.
You want to take a nap at 4 o'clock. Okay. Best time of day to walk the dogs.
6:30 p.m.
No, 8 p.m.
Okay.
Wow, 8 to 9.
That's pretty late.
That's too late, man.
Especially around here, once it started.
I don't have a dog, so I don't have to worry about it.
Depends, I guess. When is the survey? When was the survey today? Where was it?
It's probably according Florida. To Real Simple Magazine. I didn't even heard of that magazine before. You ever heard of Real Simple Magazine? I wonder what's in that.
So, a lot of real simple stuff.
Real simple stuff. There you go. Walking the dog may be about exercise. To him, it's about social life.
Sure.
Because owners have more time to stroll in the evening and to let their pets linger over exciting smells and sounds missed in the morning rush hour. This is when Fido is happiest.
Fido.
I know. Just use that fake name. 8 to 9 p.m. Best time. Best time of day to do your cardio workout, James.
Early. 9 a.m.
No.
Really?
5 p.m.
See, that's no. No.
I'm glad it said that because that's when I do mine.
I don't do. I know.
That's when I get on my bike.
But here's the thing. I'm not a, like, I'm an evening, I'm a night person, but yeah, I'm not a great evening person.
They say your lungs use oxygen more efficiently, 5 to 6. You're more coordinated.
What?
Your muscles are warmed up. You're less likely to suffer a sprain or a strain.
Oh, that makes sense. You've been walking around all day or doing stuff.
But you need to do that 3 hours before you go to bed. See, that's just me. I cannot exercise later.
Yeah.
If I do, I just lay in bed.
See, that's weird because I'm the opposite.
Eyes open.
If I exercise like at 9 p.m. or something like that.
You're ready to go to bed?
Oh, 10:30, I'm out.
Okay.
Bedtime.
Best time for cardio, 5 to 6. So I'm on in that one. Because the minute I get home, I don't even think about it. I just change my clothes and I go.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down. I'm like you. I could fall asleep.
Yeah. See, that's why I can't do the evening stuff. Okay. That's why I go at lunch a lot of the time.
Best time of day to go to the doctor?
10 a.m.
8 a.m.
There's got to be a morning time. Okay, there we go.
8 a.m. to 9 a.m. or 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. You'll spend less time in the waiting room if you book the first appointment of the morning.
Oh, okay.
Well, or the first appointment after lunch. Okay. Best time of day to get a haircut, James.
Your haircut. I've tried to figure this out.
You haven't been able to?
Well, I mean... the place I go to, they're booked, and rightfully so, they do a great job down there. But okay. I'm going to say 2:30 p.m.
Best time to get a haircut, 8 to 9.
Yeah,
first appointment.
Sense. Here's the thing, though. The place I go to, they're not open 8 to 9. So.
Okay. Best time of day to fly. Interesting.
Ooh, best time, I mean, the red eye.
The best time of day to fly is around noon. Although U.S. Department of Transportation stats show the flights take off between 6 and 7 a.m. have the best on-time record. Those morning ones have the best on-time records. Those numbers are sometimes misleading. On-time refers to when the plane pushes back from the gate.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think that maybe 5 to 10 years ago, the best time would have been the early morning flights. Like the 5 a.m., the 6 a.m. ones. Right. But I think people are starting to catch up on that. And now everybody's switching to that one. Because then you have more opportunities to make the one after if you miss it. Or if it gets delayed or whatever.
The one thing I've learned in recent flights, and it's happening more and more, you know, where there's lots of delays anymore. It just seems like, I don't know if they're just bringing them to our attention more, but it seems like, you know, miss flight, you know, and it just gets old. So I love that early morning one out of here.
Yep.
And then I booked the second one, connecting flight, a little bit later. Not late, but
so you're
a little bit
not
later.
Running through the concourse?
I don't want to run through the concourse. I'd rather sit and read a book.
Especially at Denver, in the big concourse. You're running 3 miles.
Worst airports, too. Scheduling arrivals and departures between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. local time will help you avoid most delay-causing weather patterns. True.
That makes sense.
One more here. Let's find one. Best time of day to read, James?
I mean, theoretically, right before bed.
Okay.
So, 9 p.m.
10 p.m.
There you go. That's when I read. So the, right. There we go.
10 o'clock. So you're right there.
Yeah.
Also, the morning one's 8 a.m. 8 a.m.?
8 a.m. read. Man, yeah, I can't do that.
Not at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No.
But if you're going over notes for today's presentation or memorizing the names of people that you're going to be meeting, there you go.
9 a.m. Yeah.
8 a.m. 8 a.m. or 10 a.m.? So you're a 10 a.m. kind of guy.
I think so, yeah.
10 p.m.
I'm a late guy. I like staying up.
I want to fall asleep within 30 seconds. All I have to do is read.
Yeah. That's how a lot of people do
it. I wish I could read at night, but I can't.
I just can't.
That's
how I fall asleep. It works.
Yeah, but how long do you read?
I go until my body starts telling me, all right, it's time for bed.
You go until the book's laying down on your head?
No, see, I don't do that. I'm good enough to know that, all right, I'm starting to doze. Because then you start forgetting what you're reading.
I know.
I have to go back.
I can't even get a paragraph in, and I'm out. Like a light.
You got to figure that one out.
I can't. I wish I could, but I can't. Hey, James, you got Swap Shop next hour. You're
Indeed.
Listening to KROE Sheridan.